This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are on location in what is probably one of the finest, most beautiful locations, I think, that we have ever broadcast from. It's an honor to be here at the Blockchain Institute for Technology in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Joining me in our remote studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we've got a former co-host, longtime co-host on Free Talk Live, who is one of the founders of the Blockchain Institute for Technology. He's Derek J. Freeman. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Ian. Welcome to the Blockchain Institute.
Wow. Well, it's not my first time here, but it's my first big welcome here, and it's our first time broadcasting from the Blockchain Institute for Technology. We've kind of made a little habit of always doing a show whenever we come out to Portsmouth, just because, you know, you guys are awesome and you're doing amazing crypto work, and we'll talk about that. But we're doing them from the Bitcoin Shop, which was your first kind of public storefront effort here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, that you opened up, I think it was August of 2017.
Yeah, and it was late June that we got the spot. It really started filling up around August. We started with just a table and some buttons and stickers,
you know, right,
just putting whatever we can out there to get the word out about Bitcoin.
And you open this up as, or the Bitcoin Shop, you open that as kind of it seemed like more of an outreach project than anything else.
That's all it was, yeah. We wanted to set up wallets, and that's still the mission. You know, is get as many wallets on people's phones and out into circulation so that they can spend cryptocurrency in real life,
right,
and actually use the stuff as currency.
And it was such a cool little gimmick that you had set up, where people would, you know, if it was the summertime and you had like a rack of T-shirts out front, people would want to come in and buy the cool shirts that you had. But you'd tell them, well, you have to pay with cryptocurrency. We don't accept dollars.
Oh, and it would drive them crazy.
Yeah.
But that's really what Bitcoin is like good for. It's a money, and it's a means of getting what you want, like any money is.
Mm-hmm.
So usually people don't have a reason to want Bitcoin or anything else, unless it gets them something that they want.
Right.
So if you offer them a product or a service and they say, I want that, great. Okay, now you need to find a way to use Bitcoin to get it.
And the good news was you had a Bitcoin vending machine right there in the store, so it wasn't hard for them to acquire the Bitcoin.
Super easy, friendly staff walks you through it, and it took way less time than anyone would expect.
It was an amazing thing. I mean, you sat in there with us, Daryl. You saw the people walking through the door.
Right, and I remember there was the one kid that came in with his mom, and the kid, like a 12-year-old kid,
yep,
was showing his mom how to use the vending machine.
Of course,
mm-hmm,
of course, as you would expect. Right. Young people are probably more likely to have a better grasp on this technology, but that's not to say that older folks aren't interested. I know that we got Chris Reitman sitting in the background. He'll be joining
Speaking
us
of
here.
Older folks.
He'll be joining
oh.
us. That wasn't what I meant. I meant that he's dealing with a lot of older folks out in the Keene area, where we have the new Bitcoin Embassy, which also Route 101 Local Goods is the kind of the store that he's run out there, and it's had a Bitcoin vending machine for a long time. And there's a large number of retirement age folks who will come in there looking to purchase Bitcoin.
Smart.
Did you have that experience here on the seacoast?
Yeah. It's definitely older people, because older people have money.
They do. And they're more smart about
it. It's just
money
that
too.
Simple.
Yeah.
You know, younger people, they have less, and so they need to spend more of it, and
right,
they don't take the time to go and invest some or branch out into something like Bitcoin.
Yeah,
so if they get Bitcoin, they're going to spend it.
And you probably have a thousand stories that you could tell about the various different interactions that you've had with people. But it was so much fun sitting there and just watching the magic happen, watching people walk through the door, whether they knew or didn't know anything about Bitcoin. They saw it. They'd seen, you know, maybe Bitcoin on television or some newspaper article attacking it or whatever. And they came in and they had questions, and it was a great outreach tool, but it's closed now.
Well, that store is still open in the sense that most of the work that store does is all on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So first and most importantly, people see the word Bitcoin as
right,
they're walking down the street. That adds a lot of legitimacy to the thing itself.
For sure.
And they're like, okay, this is real. There's actually a store.
All
right.
Right.
And second, it's not open, that tells them, oh, I'm not good enough for this Bitcoin thing. You know, I actually have to do some work, or I have to learn something. There's something I'm missing. You know, they're not just going to break their necks trying to reach out to me. I have to find out what this is about, and I'm missing something here. So it creates an open loop where people have a curiosity and they want to find out more. Another thing is we created the world-famous Bitcoin Tour, which still do. It's free. It's worldfamousbitcointour.com. Anyone can take the tour. And actually, some Vice journalists from China came and took the world-famous tour with no instruction from us. They never contacted us. They just published an article.
In Chinese?
In Chinese.
Wow.
And they took the tour. They walked all around town. They spent their Bitcoin. And you can't do that anywhere else. Maybe Keene, but there's no world famous tour yet.
Well, I mean, I guess it is world famous now that Vice has come there. If it wasn't world famous before that, that's huge.
When you I was going to ask what made it world famous, but
we just said
journalists from China showed up, so therefore world
it
famous.
Is now if
world
you famous. Speak it, you may make it so.
Exactly. So very exciting things happening. The as you said, the storefront is still there. We are now four or five doors down, so not far. You know, stone's throw down the street here in the heart of downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is, you know, a little city about the same population, interestingly, as our own Keene, where we normally broadcast.
20,000.
About 23, somewhere in that range, 1,000 folks. But it's certainly got a more of a kind of a hip, younger vibe. It's, you know, right on the seacoast. It's, you know, there's literally the bridge to Maine is within viewing distance here from the front window of the store. And, of course, closer to Boston. So you've got all the, you know, the young people, the city people in Boston that could come up and learn about Bitcoin.
And finance is one of its major industries.
Portsmouth or Boston?
Portsmouth.
I didn't know that. Huh. So you've connected with people over a year at the store, but sometime this summer you made a change and you decided you're going to focus more on the Blockchain Institute for Technology. Of course, you also have AnyPay, which we can talk about in a little bit, which is a huge, I'm sure, sink of time that you're limited in the amount of time that you have. And at what point did you open the BIT? Because that's where we're broadcasting from here today. It's our first official broadcast here from this this room. It's a pleasure to be here. But what inspired you guys to open this, and when did it happen?
Boy, I wish I had those answers for you. Offhand, I don't know. It feels like here about a year, but it couldn't be.
No.
So,
because you had just opened the shop in August of 2017.
The need for the space came from a desire to have a meeting place that wasn't restaurants, because our meetup group, and you probably experienced this yourself, it starts to grow to a point where you can't have a productive meetup at a restaurant.
Sure.
You can only interact with so many people, and with space being limited, I wanted to focus on technology, using Bitcoin, helping people download wallets, and restaurants really just aren't the best location for that.
Yeah, they're noisy sometimes.
So we needed a venue, and this space opened up, and it was actually a Bitcoin-accepting business. So we were friends with the owners, and so it worked out really nicely that we could just take this spot.
So wait, there was a Bitcoin-accepting business here?
Yeah.
Did they go out of business or
move? No, they've moved.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good. So you didn't lose any businesses.
And no, and we were able to expand. I mean, we didn't have nearly enough space in the Bitcoin shop, so we moved to some of our things over here and some operations, like teaching people classes. You know, you can't teach a class in that tiny little Bitcoin shop.
No, you can barely stand in this the Bitcoin shop. We barely had room to broadcast. Here we got a whole 8-foot table, and it's very, very nice.
Several rooms, a backyard, and, you know, we can rent the space out so people can have events here. And it's a technology center, so people work out of here. This is AnyPay headquarters.
Right. There's AnyPay programming going on in the corner right now. So are you paying the rent in Bitcoin?
Man, no. Not yet. They just changed owners.
Didn't you ask the old landlord at the Bitcoin shop about that?
Yeah, and we were, but she changed her mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I probably shouldn't get into it too much. There's no bad blood or anything. Yeah. It was just some people don't see the need, you know, and that's fine.
That's okay. It's not for everybody.
I like options. I like people to be honored with the money that they want.
Right.
So whatever people want, you know, I'm happy to give them whatever money they like.
Stick with us. We're going to continue here from the Blockchain Institute for Technology. There is a website for that, by the way. It's blockchain.build. And we'll continue more with Derek J. Freeman here on Free Talk Live, live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Or we're recording this live. It'll be broadcast later tonight. This is Free Talk Live. We got more on the way here. And we're going to be in town, by the way, for the next couple of days for the upcoming blockchain conference that's happening here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCN.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Blockchain Institute for Technology. Their website is blockchain.build. It is the latest project, one of several things that Derek J. Freeman, our former regular co-host, is up to out here on the seacoast of New Hampshire. We're going to continue here in moments with him, but I do want to invite you to bitcoin.com, and that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. Obviously, if you're in Portsmouth, you can come to the Blockchain Institute for Technology. If you're not in Portsmouth, you should go to bitcoin.com because there's all kinds of good information there. They've got the Bitcoin Academy, bitcoin.com Academy there. That's a great place to get started and learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Of course, if you're out in Keene, you can come out to the Bitcoin Embassy, which just opened up, and maybe we can talk with Chris Reitman about that coming up here in a little bit. But we're out here because of the upcoming Blockchain New Hampshire conference that starts tomorrow. And I'm excited. It's year number two for the Blockchain Conference. And actually, we're going to be on a panel together, Derek J., you and I and Daryl and Chris. We're actually a panel on Wednesday afternoon. So if you're coming out to the Blockchain Conference in Portsmouth, I'm sure it's not too late to get tickets. So you can walk up and, you know, buy them at the door. But we're going to be talking about why New Hampshire is the crypto mecca. And I think that's going to be a really interesting panel, because usually at these Bitcoin conferences, if you've ever been to them before, and if you've listened to Free Talk Live, you've heard us from many Bitcoin conferences over the years. It's all very technical most of the time. It's almost always like geeks and engineers who are hard to put on the radio because they're great and brilliant at doing whatever it is that they do, but they're not really the best at communicating about it. So we're going to talk about a whole different subject, which is why this is the crypto mecca. And I think you came up with that terminology, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to make a flyer because Portsmouth gets so many tourists, people walking by, and we have these grab boxes where they can just, you know, if they're grabbing a lunch somewhere, they can get a flyer to read while they're walking around. And a lot of them are from out of town, or they're on their way through Maine on vacation, and they can see, okay, why, what's with this Bitcoin thing? Why am I seeing Bitcoin stickers on every window?
Right.
Why are people handing out maps with Bitcoin businesses on them? Well, the reason is because this is the place. If you love to use cryptocurrency, if you want to actually spend it and participate in the economy, actually make, I think it makes your coins more valuable if you can actually buy stuff with it.
Yeah, well, isn't that why they're valuable in the first place? I mean, if all it was just a little token that people traded around purposely, you know, or purposelessly on the internet, then it wouldn't have the value that it does.
Yeah, man, that is such a snooze fest. Anytime people are asking, like, are you a trader, crypto trader? It's like, no, go away. They're so boring. Because what good, I mean, yeah, it's useful that you can change tokens around and make a profit on a digital screen somewhere. But what excites me is when I can hand somebody my phone, scan a QR code, and receive merchandise. And I can get a sweater. Right. I can buy a car with Bitcoin in New Hampshire.
And you did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Right.
Very recently.
I remember last year I was on a panel at the blockchain conference. And everybody else on the panel was talking about how nobody should ever use cryptocurrency as currency.
What?
It should only ever be an investment. You should hodl for life and never spend it. And these were CEOs of businesses that accepted cryptocurrency telling people not to use it as currency.
It's pretty embarrassing. I mean,
I can't even believe that.
It's fine. It's just boring. I mean, it's okay if that's your opinion, but I'm not going to get excited about it.
Right. There's nothing to get excited about there. The average person certainly would never get excited by, you know, a lot of the techno topics that are covered at these Bitcoin conferences. I'm not saying they're bad conferences. They are what they are. They attract a certain crowd, and I'm glad they exist.
No, but it's easy to see why most people are turned off when they hear the word Bitcoin. They're like, oh, that's not me. That's not something I can do.
Right.
You know, and so it seems it's for geeks and nerds, and I guess some people want it to stay that way. But I would prefer that it be used as everyday money, because it's got qualities of money that are very good and are advantageous, even more so than, you know, the world's best currency. Is
well,
like
let's
the
go
US
over
dollar.
That. I mean, since you brought it up, the qualities that, that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency generally has, that the fiat currencies that we're used to from governments, for instance, don't have. What is it that sets cryptocurrency apart?
It's cash.
Well, I've got that from the government.
Yeah.
Why would I
and
want
that's
a different?
Good stuff, too. It's great to use cash. I mean, everyone loves to receive a stack of bills.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the size of the stack, sometimes it can be too cumbersome.
Right.
But it's private. When you hand someone over a $20 bill, no one needs to know that that ever happened. There's no record of it. Your name's not attached. It doesn't go on your permanent record that every third party can look up. You know, and these credit card companies are getting hacked like every other day, and you see people's personal information getting leaked. I don't want that. I mean, there are advantages to using credit cards. Don't get me wrong. I understand. But cash is really cool because you can give it to someone in any quantity, and it's totally private. I like that.
True.
You can store it away under your mattress.
But why Bitcoin then instead of cash? I mean,
well,
we already
it's
have cash.
Digital cash. So it's the next innovation on cash. You know, it's a high quality money because you can send it just like you would cash, but you don't need to be in person.
Right.
You can send it halfway across the world instantly.
And you don't have to fill out a bunch of address information like you do with a credit card form. If you're on the web paying with a credit card, there's always name and information that you got to go along with that. Bitcoin, that's not a requirement at all.
Well, if you're buying digital goods online, if you're buying physical product that they need to ship to you, they need to have
an address. That's true. But that doesn't have to be your name on the address.
True.
And of course, as we know, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency has, and we've covered in a detailed manner on Free Talk Live, has enabled underground purchases as well in a way that was previously you just couldn't do. I mean, drug deals, for instance, we've talked about the Silk Road. And in fact, we covered recently that Ross Ulbricht, sadly, has been in prison now for 5 years.
Yeah.
They just commemorated that anniversary this last week. So
yeah, and if not for that, it's unlikely that Bitcoin would have any value. To go back to the same thing about us selling T-shirts for Bitcoin and people wanting the T-shirts and then needing to get Bitcoin.
Right.
That was the story for a lot of people who used the Silk Road for the first time. They're like, whoa, look at all this stuff I can get. And they're like, how do I get it? And you're like, well, you need to have Bitcoin. Okay.
Right.
Okay, how do I get that?
Right.
And so
teach me.
Yeah, now it's something useful that I actually want to learn. How do I use this stuff? How do I get some... Yeah.
There's a strong argument. In fact, they make it in the recent documentary. I don't know if you heard about this, but...
I haven't seen it yet, but it railroaded.
Yeah,
it looks awesome.
Ross Ulbricht's family, I don't know if they commissioned it or if it was just somebody who volunteered to do it, but there's a documentary film that's coming out in parts. So part one has been released.
Brilliant.
It's going to be like every week they're going to release maybe about a half hour, 20-something, 30-minute chunks.
So much more fun to do it that way. It's like,
you know,
you can like binge-watch something.
Right.
Well, like... You hang on waiting for the next episode.
You can't get somebody to sit down for 2 hours, you know, and watch a full movie at one moment. And it's harder these days to do that.
It would be a tough sell, but this is fun.
And they actually suggest in that documentary that possibly it was the Silk Road is the reason why Bitcoin took off the way that it did, when it did, instead of just sort of languishing for so long. We're going to continue. You can stick with us, right?
Yeah.
Derek J. Freeman is here. He's one of the founders of the Blockchain Institute for Technology, which you can reach over at blockchain.build. And we'll talk more about what's going on here. And we can't take your calls because we're not live, but we hope to see you out here in Portsmouth for the conference that starts tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael strengthened to a Category 3 storm over the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday. The storm is expected to hit Florida's panhandle sometime Tuesday. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham on what scares him about this storm.
Yeah, a couple things here. So it's going to be a wind event for sure. But at the same time, you still have this heavy rain. But there's something else I'm really worried about here when you look at this storm. This is a very vulnerable part of the Gulf of Mexico when it comes to the storm surge. And if you look at the shape of the coast, you get these little areas that are shaped like that. The water just gets trapped and it can't go anywhere. So the water piles up. And the other part is right along the coast is very shallow. So what happens is that water piles up really quick. 8 to 12 feet of inundation is just absolutely staggering.
A teenager in Oregon is suing McDonald's over hot water being served at an unreasonably dangerous temperature. The teen is suing for $1.6 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, yet again, as we kind of make a yearly pilgrimage out here, starting with last year's Blockchain New Hampshire Digital Assets Conference. That was a great event last year. It was its first year, so we're back for year number two. They're holding it a little earlier this year, which I think is a good idea. It's a good time of the year to come out here. I was loving the drive out here, by the way, from Keene. Oh, my God. The leaves are on fire. Yeah, it's about peak as far as leaf, as they call it, leaf peeping up here. Very beautiful colors. It was just a perfect drive and a perfect day, too. It's unseasonably warm as well. Outside, I was breaking a sweat. It's, I think, in the mid-70s
today. It's going to be 80
today.
Believe it.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, you never know what you're going to get here in New Hampshire, except for the fact that you can definitely get cryptocurrency here, and you can definitely use cryptocurrency here. And we've been talking about how New Hampshire is the crypto mecca. And not only are we at the Blockchain Institute for Technology, but it might better be referred to as AnyPay's headquarters.
Yeah, and that's what happens here the most.
Listeners that have been, you know, paying attention over the last few months, I think, have been hearing us talk about AnyPay, because AnyPay is awesome, and it is the solution for retail cryptocurrency acceptance. And I don't just say that because I know you and I love you, Derek. I say that because it is the best choice in the marketplace today. And it's been out since about August of 2017, I think, was when you guys launched AnyPay.
Yeah.
As a solution for retailers who are looking to accept cryptocurrency. Because when you go in and you want to pay for, you know, whatever it is you want to pay for at a shop or a restaurant, it's clunky to pull out some wallet put in a password and, you know, try to pay an owner of a business, because you can't pay a waiter or something, you know, generally, if they're working for a boss or whatever. If the boss is running the business, then they could pull out their own phone and you could send them crypto. There has to be a system. There has to be some sort of easy-to-use method to facilitate real-life merchant, you know, physical real-world transactions for cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what AnyPay does. And it does it beautifully. It does it well most of the time. There's been a few bumps in the road, but, it, you know, it's still,
yeah,
you know, there's growing pains, and it's a good thing.
Thankfully, yeah, it's great.
AnyPay.global is where you can go to learn more about AnyPay and get started. There's really not a whole lot of learning you have to do. You can just jump right in.
Yeah, go to the website. You can be accepting Bitcoin at your business in less than 5 minutes if you've never even done Bitcoin before.
No joke. I mean, if you've already got a, what I say is if you've already got a tablet at your register, you're halfway done.
Yeah.
Because all you got to do is create your username and password, and then you're in. There's no application fee or process or paperwork or government involvement. You're in, and then you put your crypto wallet address destinations in the setup page, load the app on the tablet at your point of sale, and you're done.
Yeah.
We're
so pleased to be working in this way. AnyPay is really about retail adoption for cryptocurrency.
Right.
And it's more than just a POS, because anyone can make a point of sale system. Apparently, there are dozens, and they all work pretty well. But we're focused on helping.
There are, I would say, only maybe three or four that do kind of what AnyPay does.
Well, I have all good things to say about our competitors, and the different people who produce POS. But AnyPay is about retail adoption.
Right.
And so we're focused on building our network of merchants, helping them, you know, helping instruct people to learn about cryptocurrency, you know, setting up meetup groups around the world so that people are actually going to the places that set up to accept Bitcoin. So it's more than just a point of sale system.
Sure. But it's the easiest one to use, and it's the easiest one to get started with, and there's no fee to the merchant. I think that's one of the more important aspects of it, is that you don't get jacked for 1%, 2%, 3%. It's 0% cost for the merchant to accept.
Yeah, sometimes it's -%. You actually get paid when people use it.
Dash back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that yet.
So that's like an example of how AnyPay is more than just a point of sale.
Right.
Like we work on ways to figure out how are we going to get Bitcoin accepted everywhere Visa is accepted.
Yeah.
You know, how are we going to get Bitcoin at all of the businesses in town, not just, you know, half. I want all of them.
Right.
And so coming up with creative incentive programs like Dashback is how we do that.
Which pays, right now, Dashback is 10%. So if we were to go, I think, next door, Fezziwigs?
Yeah.
That's one of the places. There's several locations here in Portsmouth, more than a dozen, I think, at least. Close to two dozen now. I lost track. But there's a lot of places.
It's over two dozen.
Yeah, that take cryptocurrency in real life. You can go in there and spend the crypto, and it's super easy to do.
So fun. You get money in your phone. You're just like, boom, I just spent money, and then I get money back.
And the merchants like it, too, because they get 100% of the sale. Again, you're not taking, AnyPay's not taking a fee, unlike credit card companies that are jacking them around for 3% or more in some cases per sale. And so they get to keep all of their profits, which means they could go on a vacation with the extra money that they get, or they could give their employees a raise or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, give them bonuses. It opens up options. So there's a real, I think, goal of what you're talking about, bringing businesses on. That said, one of the challenges that we face being here, let's say compared to Venezuela, which we could talk about later on in the show tonight, where there's a huge explosion in cryptocurrency usage, from what I understand. I mean, I've not been there to see it myself, but I've seen some videos and I've heard people talking about it.
Yeah.
Where in Venezuela, they have a real urgent need for something besides Bolivar. And for those that don't know, the Bolivar is in hyperinflation and insane levels.
Like 1,000,000%.
I actually have the story here. This is published on October 8th, according to Reuters. Out of Caracas, Venezuela consumer prices rose 488,865% in the 12 months ending in September.
Okay.
So over 1 year, 488,000+% inflation. When we talk about cryptocurrency to people and they have objections to it, one of the objections that you hear, because there's common objections, one of them is, that's unstable. Well, in Venezuela, the Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, they look rock solid stable compared to what's happening to the Venezuelan Bolivar.
Looking at dollar today, and they show the inflation at 4,300%.
That's like, what, in the last day or week? Does it say what the period of time is? Because it's insane over there. So
well, they also mentioned that there's trouble calculating the projection because
it's inflating so fast.
One, it's inflating so fast. Two, they recently redenominated where they came out with the Bolivar Soberano.
The Sovereign Bolivar now is what they're calling it.
Much better.
they lobbed five zeros off the old Bolivar.
It's very sad, but it's a happy story. It's a happy ending to this story that Dash and other cryptocurrencies are available for these people to use, that there is an alternative that they can use without permission. You know, no one's forcing them to use one cryptocurrency or another, and they are just of their own free will saying this is the better thing, and it's a real exit for them. It's a lifeline.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, nobody's forcing them to use this because apparently the Petro, that by all indications doesn't actually exist.
This
I saw
the government crypto, so I'm putting quotes around that.
I saw a headline a couple days ago that apparently now if you're Venezuelan and you want a passport, you must pay for the passport in the Petro.
Which, therefore, you cannot get a passport.
By all indications, does not exist.
Doesn't
so you
exist.
Can't get a passport if you are Venezuelan. So, therefore, you cannot leave Venezuela.
Yikes. Which ties into some of the news that we have to talk about. Whether we'll get to it later is another question, but we will get to it at some
point.
Well,
like, it's cool to say Bitcoin's better than the worst currency in the world, but I would like it to be better than the best currency in the world, you know. And so I'm focused on the places, you know, that are extremely developed, wealthy places.
Well, that's
why
I'm talking
about the UK.
The reason I brought it up, though, was to compare what our challenges are to what they're doing down there. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to get somebody to adopt cryptocurrency when they're hungry and they, you know, the money's not working at all.
Yeah.
Here, it's harder because, oh, well, cash works. Why do I need crypto? Credit card works. Why, you know, everybody here's...
You don't.
They're fine.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't. If you don't want it, you don't have to use it.
So it's
the
more of a challenge.
The people who do, though, see the advantages, and the advantages are pretty compelling.
Let's come back with that. Coming up here in moments with Derek J. Freeman. We are at the AnyPay headquarters in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can go to anypay.global. Check them out there. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the AnyPay, I almost said studios, the AnyPay Global, AnyPay.Global, kind of their the headquarters, basically, here in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire, also known as the Blockchain Institute for Technology. There's a lot of cryptocurrency-related things that happen in this building. I would say it's the hub for what is one of, arguably, probably the highest concentration of cryptocurrency accepting businesses per capita in the world is right here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I would, you know, if somebody can correct me on that and point to another city that actually can top Portsmouth, again, per capita, I would like to know about it, because using the numbers according to discover-.com, which is a website that shows, now, to be fair, it does just show Dash accepting businesses, but using their numbers, Portsmouth and Keene both beat Caracas, Venezuela per capita, and Caracas is huge when it comes to cryptocurrency acceptance. They have over, according to what they say on Discover Dash, over 1,000 real-life businesses accepting Dash. We've got more per capita, you know, when you do the math on, you know, how many people live there. We've got more here in Portsmouth and in Keene.
Yeah, there was an article earlier in the year, Bitcoin.com rated Portsmouth number one in the world for Bitcoin use.
Yeah, absolutely. And all cryptocurrencies, because again, most people here are using Dash, I would imagine, if it's anything like Keene, where Dash is like the king, essentially, in the streets.
Yeah. You know? Dashback has made a big impact. It was about 50% usage. You know, when people would pay with crypto, they would use Bitcoin about half the time,
yep.
Dash maybe about half the time.
Until.
And then Dashback happened, and their incentives were aligned that they use it about 90% of the time or more.
Right. And it's very, very successful. Of course, all powered by AnyPay.Global making it possible. But you were just
It would be cool to see what's going on in Venezuela. So we're working with the people, you know, AnyPay is talking with the people who help set up merchants there.
Right.
Because they've been using mostly Dash wallets. You know, the owners set up a Dash wallet. That's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a one-man business, you know, you can take Dash on your phone, and it's easy.
Well, there's another one. There's another system there that's a competitor of AnyPay called QRCR, and I've looked at it, at it closely. I've tried it, and it's just if you were to try to do it on your own as a business owner, you'd be lost. It would be impossible. The menu system is very complex and overly complex, I would say.
the sign-up process for AnyPay so much faster, so much easier.
Well, and the other advantage is you get to know about how much, you get data about what you're processing and what percentage of what coins you're accepting.
Is that available now on the back end?
Yeah, for all, oh, for all cool. users, that's available if you just sign into the admin section. And has been for a while.
Okay.
So you can see charts of how much you're taking in. But that would really help the merchants in Venezuela to be able to see, and to help us, like people who are spending money trying to help the people in Venezuela. You know, what's the return? Like when you set up a merchant, are people going back and actually spending money there? You know, you mm-hmm. can't see that with a regular Dash wallet.
Right.
You know?
But you guys can take a look and you can see, oh, yeah, people are spending money at this business.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be fun and cool to target incentives in different places where it's needed most and experiment and see, you know, what sort of results you get?
Yeah, I always thought it would
dash
be
back here.
Yeah, I thought it would be interesting to see, you know, where are and I obviously you guys have this information because you AnyPay is essentially an intermediary, a very temporary intermediary between the customer and the vendor. You guys in most cases accept crypto from the customer.
We never hold any money.
You immediately spit it right into the vendor's wallet.
Yeah, we never ever hold funds. We never touch funds.
But it does allow you to the way the system's set up, it does allow you to have some sort of statistics on who spending what cryptos and where those are being spent, because you do have certain merchants who are verified real life businesses. Anybody can go to AnyPay.global and sign up for an account right now and mm-hmm. start using it.
That's how most people do it. They don't tell us that they're doing it.
But if you want to get, let's say, as a Dash back business where somebody could come in and then get 10% immediately back on every purchase they make, you got to be a real business. You got to kind of prove that you exist in
you've got to have a brick and mortar location.
Yeah. You actually have to have a place people
yeah.
can,
and
can go to.
If you're in New Hampshire, we actually have a merchant bounty program. So if you're signing up a business, not only can you help them get Dash back, but you can also get yourself paid as well, which is pretty cool.
So you were going to touch on some crypto advantages, because we were talking about cash and how cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is very much like a digital cash that doesn't have any kind of requirements that the government has placed on it. The government, of course, cannot easily tax cryptocurrency. The government didn't create cryptocurrency, and therefore it cannot stop it because it's decentralized. What are some of the advantages you were thinking of?
Well, for me, privacy is the number one, but that doesn't work for everybody. Not everyone cares about their financial privacy. They're willing to sign it away for, 1% back in points on their credit
sure.
card. But for the rest of us, just money back, actual savings. And everyone buys stuff at Amazon, so I'm always telling people about Purse.
Save at Purse.com, yeah.
Exactly.
Big savings at Amazon.
You know, I regularly get 20% off everything I buy at Amazon. And even with the Amazon credit card, I was like, 5% back if I sign up
nothing.
For their credit card. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, why would I do
Waste
that?
Of
I'm already getting 20%.
Yeah.
So
or more. I got when I was ordering like the chairs and the tables and things like that for the Bitcoin embassy out in Keene, I went for 29%. I'm like, I'm not in a big rush. Let's see if I can get 29%. Boom.
How long
everything.
Did it take?
A few days.
Yeah, well, I did one. I was in a rush, so I did two different orders yesterday.
Yep.
One was for 5% because I was like, I need these coffee pods right away.
Right.
I can't wait for that. But then some of the other merch, I was like, oh, we'll do 20%. You know, maybe it'll take a few days. Boom, it was
same
done
day.
In a couple hours.
Yeah,
yeah I was
same
like,
day.
Okay.
Every time. It's just
yeah.
20% for me, same day, every time.
So that's a compelling advantage to using Bitcoin if for no other reason save yourself some money.
Right.
It's you learn one skill, one time, and then forever you're going to be saving
so
money.
Useful. And we're, as we pointed out, I think last week, we're coming up. January is going to be the 10th anniversary of the launch of Bitcoin.
Wow.
We're still
in the
first
decade. Month is the 10th anniversary of when Satoshi put the thing up on GitHub.
Right. And then again, January was when they officially went live, I guess.
Yes.
So we're still in the first decade of this whole thing.
And it feels new again. I don't know about you guys, but with
really?
Bitcoin Cash, I feel like we're at square one and we get to start over, like completely fresh. You know, Bitcoin has this brand name thing
yep.
that people recognize, but almost no one's using it. So
not in real life.
In the early days of Bitcoin, when we were going back and forth, sending people a couple of cents here and there.
Yep.
That was fun and cool, and you can't do that with Bitcoin Core anymore.
Well, they came out with another one called Bitcoin Core. I don't know if you've heard
really?
About that.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. It was a fork of Bitcoin Cash, as I understand it.
Oh, really?
It.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying
BTC.
It's fun again because you can actually use Bitcoin again.
Right. And I know that's coming for AnyPay. Bitcoin Cash support is in the works. Is there any update on the status there?
I'm not at liberty to disclose that yet.
So you can use Bitcoin Cash, but not on AnyPay yet. But eventually, it's in the works, right? You can say that it's in the works.
I want it to happen.
Yeah.
Badly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So what coins are available on AnyPay?
Right now, the two most popular coins that anyone's going to use are Bitcoin and Dash. And Dash is cool because businesses that are registered with AnyPay, you get Dash back. And the business does, too. So everyone loves it.
Yeah.
And this is sponsored by the Dash investors, so to speak. So this is something that Dash is saying, we want to put money towards this to help our coin be the more popular one to use. And it worked. They cut a huge market share from Bitcoin at the businesses that use AnyPay.
It definitely worked. I mean, I was the one in Keene out there, you know, pushing this program, basically explaining it to merchants and getting out there, and we created the flyers that were basically the same as what you did here. So you've got Dashback flyers that show a list of all of the different cryptocurrency accepting businesses here in downtown Portsmouth, and you know you've been handing those out or putting them wherever it is that you're putting them, probably in the businesses, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the same thing out in Keene, and there were definitely regular buyers that were coming in and using Dashback.
Can I tell you about something else I did? It was pretty cool. There's these group of guys that are doing a Dash documentary, Liam and Tom, and they've been interviewing people, big names, Roger Ver and a handful of others.
I heard they came to town.
They did. They came and stopped by AnyPay headquarters and did a few interviews with the businesses around town that take Dash.
Right.
They set up a business in their hometown. So they were like, okay, AnyPay is pretty easy to use. Let's show the pub that is downstairs from us. So they set
in the
up
UK,
the pub.
Right?
Yeah, they set up the pub in Bristol, England, and they take Dash and Bitcoin and a handful of other cryptocurrencies using AnyPay.
Mm-hmm.
But no one was going. No, they had this Bristol meetup, but no one really knew that it was going on.
Yeah.
So I created a meetup group in Bristol just to see what would happen. Can we get some people to go there? Well, they had their first meetup last night, and there were like 5-10 people at the
meetup. How many of them did they not know? How many of the 5-10 people did they not know?
They didn't know any of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they didn't know any of them, and they were starting to connect with people. It's like, oh, you're my neighbor.
Do you want to stick with us?
Yeah, please.
Right, more with Derek J. Freeman. He's here with us, and we're at the AnyPay headquarters in Portsmouth. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.